Just about 33 minutes and 11 seconds gone. 1:15 to 1:10. With Mercy Mount. Oh, that's a foul. It's high.
It's gone. It's
all
over.
It's all over. 1:15 for Mercy Mount. 1:10 for Naas CBS. A fantastic day for a very, very young school who are it's boys and girls mixed.
It is. But even apart from that, it shows to everybody else that the established teams can be taken down. All the talk here when we started came up here this morning was that Naas were this strong team. They've been in the last five or six Leinster finals. Yeah. They beat St Brendan's 2 years ago in the Hogan Cup.
Yeah, there you go. That was our commentary team a couple of weeks ago of Michael Halloran and Breda O'Shea at that game. That was the All-Ireland Colleges semi-final in the race for the Hogan Cup. Mercy Mountauk Tralee beating Naas CBS, the highly fancied Naas CBS. And Mercy Mountauk line out in Croke Park tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. taking on another established team, the current All-Ireland Hogan Cup holders, OMA CBS of Tyrone. Well, with me in our studio to talk about this momentous occasion for the school, we have got Principal of Mercy Mountauk Tralee, John O'Rourke, and Deputy Principal Pat Fleming. Good morning to both of you. John, I'll start with you. Look, this is huge for the school, isn't it?
It is absolutely fantastic for the school. It is a momentous occasion, really. It is historic for us. And as your commentator was saying there, like, in some ways, we are a young school in terms of the football. But it does go back to the 80s when we started back in Moidrawell in co-education, and it was always the dream to build up a school that would be capable of fielding a team at A-level and at All-Ireland A-level. And it is just fantastic that we've gotten it there now. And that's the work of generations of coaches.
Yeah.
Right the way along, you know. So it is great. It is great.
What's the atmosphere been like the last couple of weeks?
Oh, it is. Look, it's electric. There's unbelievable energy around about the place. And in the town as well, you know, the level of support that we're getting from everybody in the town, from businesses in terms of sponsorship and all of that, but also from the national schools who have their past pupils on the teams. It is just brilliant to see it and to witness it and to be part of it. And it's fantastic for football.
Tell me about the school, John, the numbers you have in the development over the last number of years.
Well, we're sitting at the moment at 1,300. So it is, I suppose, it is a school that is, as you know, the amalgamation of Moidrawell and Ballynook back in the beginning there of the century in 2001. So I suppose we're sort of 20 years plus a growing at this stage. And as a co-educational school, it's fantastic that we have the opportunities to promote the boys' football and basketball, but also the girls' football and basketball and soccer and so many other sports and activities right throughout the school. So it has always been our vision to try and provide for a whole broad range of activities and events. That is really where we're at. That's what we're trying to do.
And where you're headed. Okay, Pat Fleming, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry. How are you?
Very good. Listen, I know a huge amount of work over the years has gone in, but in the last couple of years, with this team in particular, a lot has happened. You made great strides winning the Frewen Cup a couple of years ago and bringing it through now to this year's brilliant run to the All-Ireland.
Yeah, the Dunlow Cup win against Milltown a couple of years back was our first A-level title, and that age group, any age group really, that really was something that showed the guys that they can do this. And that was that's the county title for schools. They went on, of course, to win Munster, and they won it really at a canter. So I suppose that's given confidence to this team in particular growing through, that they can actually compete at the very highest level. I suppose they fear nobody, Gerry, in that, you know, they've stood against teams that were much highly fancied and with very strong traditions. And over the years, that hasn't always been the case with Mountauk teams. I certainly have suffered through several finals in Fitzgerald Stadium, Austin Stack Park, over the years, where Mountauk teams seem to give up 6 points to a more established side in the county. But this team just don't seem to have that. They just seem to have that self-belief in them that no matter who they face, they feel they can take them on. And that's just built over the years. Coaching has been a huge part of that. It's really important to manage the young lads. I've been on the receiving end as a club coach of several defeats by some of these players. So, and I've seen what the work the clubs have done in developing them as players and as young men. But that really has to be fostered and nurtured within the school. So the coaching team there of Aidan O'Shea and Kieran Costello, Luke Mulligan, they've done a fantastic job in not only getting them to be winners, but also managing them personally and as young men, and we're really proud of the young men that they are. And I suppose over the years I've seen teams in the Sem, I've a long established relationship with the Sem, has been teaching there for many, many years and a student, and you find it hard to win with teams that don't have that groundedness about them. And that's that's the challenge. You can have all the talents in the world, but if you haven't got good coaching and keep that team grounded and, you know, united, you won't win. So it's great to see that happening, and it's just a pleasure to watch that in action. And who
you're
knows
not
where
getting
to take
any
us.
Stick pack as a former Sem boy like myself.
I am getting plenty
well.
Stick, Jerry. it's worse than that. My son was playing for the Sem this year in the senior team as well.
So my
agony was multiplied many, many times above anybody else's. But once we got past that stage, it's great to be able to kind of fully get behind the Mount Hawk project. You know, it's been wondrous to watch how this has come on over the last number of years, because we got into A level, and I suppose we weren't winning. We were getting to the round robin stages of the current Curranavery, not getting through, getting to a knockout stage, losing in the first round. But every year, incrementally, we just have gotten further and further to finally this year, winning it. And that was fantastic.
It's been a journey. Listen, tomorrow, I know there's probably huge numbers heading up to Croke Park.
We have a massive number going up. We're really encouraged by that. Sometimes a game on a Saturday isn't as easy a sell as a game that's midweek. So it's been great. We had a little meeting yesterday of everyone who's travelling, and I think we were astounded by the number of students who came out as supporters of the team who are intending to travel to the game. So we'll hope to be there, and we hope to have very vocal and very positive support of the team. I'm really looking forward to what it'll be, an absolutely fantastic day out.
It'll be brilliant. John O'Rourke, we've lots of comments coming in here. Principal John O'Rourke always promotes sport as well as academic at all the parents' evening. Best of luck to Mount Hawk. And that's a key part that Pat made there, John, as well. It's about rounding out these pupils or footballers as individuals as well.
It is. It's about allowing students to grow and develop their potential and to become the full human beings they can be, you know, the girls and the boys. And it is fantastic to see that happening. And these are a team of boys that we are so proud of. And they're, you know, they're great young men. They're great ambassadors for the school, for their families, for themselves. And I'm hoping that they'll deliver tomorrow for themselves and their families and the school, and indeed for football here in Tralee.
Yeah, brilliant. Listen, guys, thanks a million. Enjoy it. Enjoy the spectacle of it. And thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. And the best of luck to Mount Hawk tomorrow.
Cheers, Jerry. And
thanks, Jerry.
Great stuff. That's Principal John O'Rourke and Deputy Principal Pat Fleming of Mercy Mount Hawk Tralee in that All-Ireland final. And of course, that will be live on Radio Kerry, Radio Kerry Sport, tomorrow at 3 p.m. throw-in in Croke Park. Huge weekend. Kerry Roscommon in the seniors, Kerry Meath in the Kerry ladies as well on Sunday. So it's a massive weekend of sport, as well as the rugby and everything else that is going on.